This is the Seedbed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. Midterm review. Psalm 119, 89. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Consider this. As we come to the halfway point in our First Word, Last Word, God's Word series, let's take a pause to review where we've been. Only the Word of God endures forever. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever. Isaiah 48. The Word of God is purposeful and powerful. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Word of God is more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Psalm 19, 10 and 11. The Word of God creates and recreates the world of God. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. The Psalm, Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9. The Word of God sustains us like food. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. The Word of God is our joy and delight. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. For I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. Jeremiah 15:16. We read and listen to the Word of God. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. Isaiah 55:3. We ruminate on the Word of God through meditation. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1:2. We rememberize the Word of God. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:11. We research the Word of God. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. Ezra 7:10. We rehearse the Word of God. Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says, James 1:22. The Word of God teaches, rebukes, corrects, and trains us. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. The Word of God pierces and penetrates, shaping the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God transforms us by pruning and cleansing us. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you, John 15:3. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. First word, last word, God's word, the prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your word, which endures forever, is purposeful and powerful, more precious than gold and sweeter than honey, is food for my life and a delight to my soul. Train me to read, ruminate, rememberize, research, and rehearse your unfailing word. I welcome you to teach, rebuke, correct, and train me through your word. I invite your word to cut to the deepest place of my heart like a double-edged sword and transform me. I want your word to prune and cleanse my deepest, inmost self. Show me the practical ways your word can order my steps, design my days, and constantly remind me of your grace and goodness. And all of this by your Spirit, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The question, where are you finding yourself most encouraged by this series so far? How about challenged? What is your single most important takeaway at the halfway point? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.